Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Our ongoing coverage now of Yemen, where nearly 3 years of war have left the country struggling with the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, according to the UN. More than 22 million people now are in need of humanitarian aid, and 400,000 children are severely malnourished. Aid groups that provide urgently needed food and supplies to the people of Yemen have relied on the port of Hodeidah to do that, but a Saudi-led military blockade blocked that port last year and then only reopened it again in December for a limited time after intense international pressure. Well, now that port could be closed again as soon as this Friday. Stephen Anderson is the country director for the UN World Food Program in Yemen. He joins me now from Amman, Jordan. Stephen Anderson, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Stephen, how critical is this port of Hodeidah to your work in Yemen? Can you use other ports? Have you been using other ports?
We have been using all ports as much as possible. Yemen, even before the conflict and the crisis, had been importing over 90% of its food. So having access by ports is absolutely critical. And the port of Hodeidah accounts for about 70% of imported cargo. For us, as a relief agency, the World Food Program, about 5 million people who we need to get food to desperately every single month are best served from the port of Hodeidah. We use also the port of Aden in the south, but that's quite a bit further afield. It's more costly and it takes more time to get food and other supplies up from there. And also you cross conflict zones.
So this is a critical choke point, clearly, for the aid that you and other organizations provide. What do we know about actual plans to close the port and whether it will be closed by the Saudis and their war coalition on Friday?
We're not quite sure at this stage. We have been lobbying intensely ever since the ports were closed in early November, when there was this restrictions that put in place. We immediately sounded the alarm that this would directly impact the lives of millions of people who require humanitarian assistance. Also, of course, there's serious medical issues in Yemen. It's had the world's worst cholera outbreak last year. And also, diphtheria is also spreading. We think this humanitarian situation, it's all interlinked, unfortunately. And what I'm happy to report is that thanks to all of our appeals, it seems that the international community has very much heeded them and amplified them. And we have had for the last month the ports all reopening. And this has been extremely important, not only for the humanitarian agencies, but critically also for commercial cargo. The World Food Program is serving about one quarter of the population, about 7 million people every single month. These are the people who are we consider to be closest to famine-like conditions. You know, the people we're not serving, they depend heavily on markets, and markets depend on commercial food imports and fuel. Fuel is absolutely critical, ensuring that fuel gets in, because fuel not only allows trucks to move, it allows hospitals to be run. When we saw the price of fuel spiking, immediately that this was also driving up the prices of food and other necessities. And so that's really hurting people who are really struggling. Almost all the civil servants, particularly in the northern part of Yemen, for more than a year and 3 months, they haven't been receiving their salaries. And that affects almost 8 or 9 million people if you count their families together with them.
Stephen Anderson, country director for the UN World Food Program in Yemen. Stephen, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.